Through South India and just returned to Jagannath Puri. And the devotees just came in time for the celebration of Snan Yatra. Of course, Snan Yatra has been performed many times before that. It has been performed since the Satya Yuga annually. But still, that was not the same. The Snan Yatra that took place when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back from South India, that Snan Yatra is the Snan Yatra that we remember. That was the ultimate experience. Usually, during Snan Yatra, Lord Jagannath comes out of the temple, and the bathing ceremony takes place outside the temple at Narendra Sarovar. And there is a Snan Bedi, a table, and the Lord is standing, and prayers are offered, and it is a big deal. But this, and usually the king of Puri, and his queens, they naturally get very prominent places to see the ceremony being performed. So there is a roof not far, which is a library which is looking straight down upon the Narendra Sarovar. So that was reserved for the queens of Maharaj Pratapaduda. So, however, this year that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back from South India, and all his devotees came from West Bengal. The king was in great excitement to see all these personalities appear. He had heard about them, but he didn't know who was who. But Gopinath Acharya, who was the brother of Sarvabhauma, brother-in-law of
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
He had lived in Navadvipa in the past, and he knew everyone. So he said, yes, this is Advaitacharya, who was dancing there. And in this way, he was naming all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Maharaj Prataparuddha was in great excitement that now such amazing devotees had come. And all these devotees, they went straight to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They never went to the temple. So the king said, how is it that they're not coming to the temple? I mean, Lord Jagannath is here. No, they are going to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh. And then, after a short while, big quantities of Mahaprasad were brought, and all these devotees were taking Mahaprasad. And the king said again, how is it that they are not fasting? I mean, shouldn't they, upon coming to a holy place, first fast? And Gopinath Acharya said, no, the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they don't fast. They take prasad. So in this way, these devotees had come. And then later the devotees began extended kirtan. And never had anyone seen such kirtan throughout Puri. It was Prem Sankirtan. It was just amazing, overwhelming, so ecstatic, so much enthusiasm. So it was so alive, not mechanical, not just banging some gongs and lots of noise, but just people fully put their heart into the kirtan. So then the king announced to his queens and said, this year you're not getting the roof of the library. So the king said, our roof, our library, we are not getting. Though it was a bit of a domestic drama. But the king held his ground. He held his ground. And the queens were quite upset. But then, as the day began, all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were now seated on that roof. Lord Jagannath came out of the temple. And at that time, Lord Jagannath was carried on a palanquin towards the Snan Devi. And when Lord Jagannath was placed there, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. It is described that Lord Jagannath had been waiting in the temple with great eagerness. When can I come out? How much longer do I have to wait? And the crowd was waiting in front of the temple. And just kirtan was going on. And the mood was one of fullest anticipation. And it took so long before Lord Jagannath came out. And it took so long for the crowd. But it didn't take longer for anyone than it took for Lord Jagannath himself. Because Lord Jagannath was very eager to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then, in the sun, the Brahmanas began to recite mantras and bring various pots, and the bathing of the Lord began. And drops of water were bouncing off Lord Jagannath in all directions, it is said. Meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya was dancing in the greatest ecstasy in front of Lord Jagannath. And the most amazing thing was, there were more drops of coming from the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu than of the body of Lord Jagannath. Just tears of ecstasy were shooting in so many directions, and more drops, more tears were shooting from his eyes than all the water that was brought to bathe Lord Jagannath. And these waters mixed and entered into Narendra Sarovar, which is therefore still a good place to bathe, because after all, the tears of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the bathing water of Lord Jagannath, are mixed there. So this festival and the queens, when they saw all this amazing sight from the second best roof, right, they forgot. all about roofs and all these things, and became transcendental, and just were greatly pleased that they were also able to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his exalted associates. In this way, the Snanyatra was celebrated, and in this way, this Snanyatra was a Snanyatra which exceeded all these other hundreds and thousands of Snanyatras that had been performed before and had been performed after. And of course, we always remember this connection between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath. In our worship of Lord Jagannath, we are not just worshipping Lord Jagannath, who is no other than Lord Krishna, the Lord of the universe, by himself. Because how can one approach the Supreme Lord directly? How can one directly go to Krishna and simply say, "Oh Krishna, here I am, Krishna, your devotee"? But who are we? Recently, in our Dragonsburg retreat, I brought up this point about Uddhava and how Uddhava was the chosen messenger of Lord Krishna. When Lord Krishna stayed out of Vrindavan, and the residents of Vrindavan were experiencing so much separation, at that time, Krishna sent a message. That message was Uddhava. Uddhava was very qualified because he was the disciple of Brihaspati, so he was very learned. Uddhava was also very expert in speech, and he just knew what to say on what occasion. Uddhava was the best of messengers, but when Uddhava came to Vrindavan, he was amazed to see what level of love these residents of Vrindavan had. And Uddhava, although in Dwarka and Mathura he was considered the best of the devotees, when he saw these devotees of Vrindavan, Nanda, Yasoda, the gopis, when he saw all of them, he realized, "I have no love for Krishna at all." And later Uddhava prayed. He always prayed to be a blade of grass near Kusum Sarovar, because the gopis go there, collect flowers to make garlands for Krishna, so that they would step on his head. Because he realized that they are on a level where I cannot penetrate. And many, many years later, when Uddhava was an old man, Vidura came. And Vidura met Uddhava. And Vidura inquired from Uddhava about Krishna. And immediately, Uddhava's tears start to glide from his eyes. And Uddhava began to remember the Vrindavan pastimes. And he began to speak. And he was overwhelmed. His voice choking. Uddhava was such a devotee. Such a devotee that when he remembered Krishna and his pastimes, that tears would come from his eyes and that his voice would choke up. And yet, Uddhava was an outsider. In Vrindavan, Uddhava was an outsider. Uddhava was not on that level, not on par with the level of the residents of Vrindavan. Well, if Uddhava is an outsider, then what are we? We are far behind Uddhava. We don't cry. Where were our tears in this Snanyatra? Water was plenty. Milk, yogurt, rose water. So many substances were brought in for the occasion. I'm not sure. Sometimes coconut water is there. Everything you can offer to the Lord. The best of the best. But where were the tears of love? Where were they? We forgot to pray. Somehow never thought of it. But Uddhava had tears. And yet Uddhava was an outsider. So we are behind Uddhava, even more of an outsider, when we go to Lord Krishna. We can see, oh Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Patagami, oh Lord Jagannath, please manifest yourself on the path of my eyes. Nayana Patagami, go on the path of my eyes, oh Lord. Yes. And then, can we see Krishna? Can we see the spiritual world? Can we see his devotees? Can we see his pastimes in Vrindavan? Can we see Vrindavan? Just now, really? Can we look into the spiritual world now? We hear to our ears by the mercy of the great acharyas who through their vision are bringing us this transcendental experience. We approach to scripture and through Guru, Sadhu and Shastra can we go. So in this way we are approaching Sambhaj. Not Lord Jagannath directly, but always Lord Jagannath in combination with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced in front of Lord Jagannath at Snanyatra, and so much water came from his body, more than from the body of Jagannath. Yes. And then of course comes that Anasara period, that period where the Lord is getting ill. I don't know, I hope that Lord Jagannath didn't catch a cold, but he is very sensitive. And these bathing ceremonies go on forever, and somehow or other it happens again and again. And so many medicines are brought, different juices and so on. In Mayapur, we also have Jagannath. And one pujari was once serving the deity and thinking that, is he really getting sick? Come on. Are we really bringing him all this juice and so on, medicine? Does he really need it? But then he heard this rattling. Later, when the deity was put to rest and the doors were closed, he heard this rattling of teeth. You know, Jagannath had a serious fever. His teeth were rattling. So don't think that this is not the case. So it is said during that time, during a period of 15 days, there is no darshan of Sri Chaitanya, of Lord Jagannath. That was too much for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He left Puri. He could not stay. He left. He went to Sakshi Gopal, which is outside of Puri, and he stayed there. Because he couldn't bear to see the empty altar, the doors closed, it was too much. At the end of these 15 days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back, and at that time, they are making a great offering of bulk to Lord Jagannath. And it is said that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they went on the altar. Because there was so much in separation, they went on the altar and while offering was going on. And they all stood there during the offering on the altar. Right? They went there. And they were just drinking in the darshan of Lord Jagannath through their eyes. Then, of course, it is followed, this Snanyatra, by Rati Yatra. And it is the same thing. Rati Yatra. Rati Yatra has been performed since Satya Yuga. Since Satya Yuga, there has been Rati Yatra. Every year. But never was Rati Yatra as it was in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence. In the Chaitanya Chandranoi Natak, there is a description of a Rati Yatra which looks like a moving forest. Because the chariot is so much decorated with banana trees, it's like a forest, and the people in Orissa are dark like tamal trees, it is said. So they were like the trunks of the trees, and then those green leaves. It was like a moving forest, and everyone was in ecstasy. It was Ratiyatra. But there was one person who was depressed. That is always one of those smurfs that don't smurf, you know? So, no, who was that smurf? It was Maharaj Pratapuru. It was the king of Orissa. He was depressed. How is it possible? He was depressed because that year Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was no longer present. He had left the planet, and it was the first Ratiyatra after the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Maharaj Prajaparuda could not bear it, could not be there, could not tolerate Ratiyatra. Because this, without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what was Ratiyatra? When he danced in front of Ratiyatra, when he jumped in front of the chariot, no one had ever jumped so high. No one had ever jumped so completely surrendered. All people make moves.
Different steps.
Oh, yes, they do. Oh, definitely. Yeah. All kinds of. Here in Africa, we have a good variety. We have all kinds of steps, Zulu kicks and you name it. But what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did was different. He threw himself in the air in just ecstasy, remembering the Lord and remembering how he was taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. And he just, in jubilation, threw himself in the air. And then he was coming back down, and he was not even thinking about elegantly landing on his feet and sort of doing a few steps in between. No, he was just coming down, crashing down. And it's like each other used to catch him. Sometimes he hit the ground. People said, like, you know, I mean, all his bones must be broken. But next moment he was flying in the air again. Meters up in the air, way above people. Then he starts spinning around so fast that his arms made like, it's described like a firebrand, like when you have a stick and you move it very fast, it becomes like a circle. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced during Ratiyatra. And at that time, the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were chanting and they were performing kirtan like no one had ever heard in the Ratiyatra. Amazing kirtan, and the chariots were just going automatically. We heard that the chariot got stuck, wouldn't move. The king got some strong man, you know what I mean? Some guys with muscle.
Yes, not the skinny, skimpy guys, you know? The solid ones.
Brought them out and put them on the ropes. Okay, move over. Yeah, move over. Chariot will move. The king brought elephants and attached these elephants with chains to the chariot. And the elephants were being goaded until they roared. And the chariot would not move. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, take away the elephants. He said, take away those wrestlers, right? Take away those muscle men. And he said, give the ropes to my associates. And the ropes were lying loose in their hands. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the back of the chariot and pushed the chariot with his head. And the chariot began to move. And in this way, the chariot was moving along the road, and the rope was lying in the hands of his associates, and they weren't even pulling. It was just moving. It was moving by the desire of Sri Chaitanya. And yes, Ratiyatra is moving by the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Snanyatra is our lead up to that festival. It is today. that we are beginning our countdown. We are beginning our preparation for this glorious moment. Now, we are getting a touch of separation from Lord Chaitanya. Some say he's being painted at this time. There is some more. And that, so that at Bhaktiyatra, he is fully prepared. And Lord Chaitanya is still present. Because the kirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates did not stop. It continued through the generations of his followers. Again and again, that same kirtan came to life when Srila Prabhupada stood in Tompkins Square Park in New York City. That kirtan, that same kirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was echoing in Tompkins Square Park. And that same kirtan was echoing in San Francisco when Prabhupada's disciples were chanting in the first Ratiyatra, which was going down the road. And then Jayananda came and was empowered to single-handedly put on all Ratiyatra. Jayananda started from scratch. No money, nothing, no helpers, just Jayananda. And then Jayananda would single-handedly collect everything, all the wood from everywhere, wherever he could pick it up, sometimes from a building site. Wherever it came from, he got it. Man. He got it. And he built his chariots. He attracted people from the street. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Yes, you. Me? Yes. Could you walk that plank for a moment? Yeah. Could you, on your side, put some nails in the hammer? Wow, are you a carpenter? You must be, is it? Now you are you? You're so expert, no, really. You're not a professional. I could swear you are amazing. I've never seen anyone like you. Would you mind giving me a help? Hand for the next plan? Yeah, no problem. Next moment, okay. Excuse me. Yeah, you do it. Can you hold the plank? Yeah. You can hold the plank as well. Hey, plank. Yeah. You're smoking. No. Go wash your hands, go wash your mouth. No smoking. You're building the chariot of the Lord. It is sacred. Oh no. Go wash your hands, your mouth. Start again. But I've got something for you. Look. What's that? Halva.
Well,
okay. And they built chariots, large size. And Lord Jagannath began his Ratiyatra. And the followers of Lord Chaitanya pulled the chariot. And just as the original followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they barely felt the weight of the chariot because the kirtan, the ecstasy of the kirtan, is carrying the whole festival. It is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya that we are celebrating in Snanyatra, in Ratiyatra, more than anything else, because it is there where we are going to Vrindavan. It is there. It is said that he who pulls the chariot of Lord Jagannath is going with Lord Jagannath, isn't it? We're going ahead of Lord Jagannath, we're pulling in front, and Lord Jagannath is going to Vrindavan. And the gopis will take in, we've heard from Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj many times, anyone who hasn't heard it has missed out. Because no one can tell, like Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, how the gopis grab the rein of the chariot of the Lord, and then take him to Paul. Something like that. And, you know, but in the process, they win themselves also. Naturally. And whoever pulls the chariot of Lord Jagannath is not only pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan, but pulls himself back to Vrindavan, and they reach first because they're in front of the chariot. So in this Jagannath Rati Yatra, we are going back to Vrindavan, but then we are in Vrindavan and say, well, it's okay, Vrindavan. What do you eat? Well, there's the MVT. Okay. Good. Oh, really? Yeah. Quite good. All right. I'll check it out. Yeah, MVT restaurant. What else do you do? Yeah. You bathe the moon. Is it all right? You know, the water, is it clean enough? Trying to upstream, you know. Okay. Take your earrings off because it's not safe. And so on. Yes. So, like that. We are going into Vrindavan, but how deep can we penetrate? How much, even when we are there, even when we go on our pilgrimages, oh, we relish it. Oh, it's so sweet. And the burpees in the little pots. Yes, really nice. Oh, it's ecstatic, Vrindavan. So much so. But then, how deep can we penetrate? How much can we see? How much are we really able to go there? We cannot. Because first we have to transform. We have to change. First we have to transform and become purified. And how? And what is that? First we have to approach Lord Krishna through the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narottama's Thakur explains that if we enter into the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we dive into the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and emerge in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And then he also sings, Nita Pada Vinabhaya Radha Krishna Kavitane, without the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, no Radha and Krishna. So, what is it then? The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have been written down in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavan, Chaitanya Mangal, and other biographies. And then we read that Krishna's Kaviraj writes, he says, in the future, Vyasadeva will appear again. And in the future, Vyasadeva will write many more pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many things that have not yet been written will be written. So what does that mean? Does it mean that there were things that happened 500 years ago that will come to light somehow or other, is discovered, and then written down? Maybe some things could be, but I don't think that's what it means. What I think that it means is that the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't end 500 years ago. They didn't end with the departure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from this world. They continued with Maharaj Prataparuda in separation, with Lord Nityananda dancing in ecstasy, with Advaita Acharya still alive, and still continuing, and with Krishna's Kaviraj, and with Narottama's Thakur, and with A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and with Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, and Lokanath Maharaj, in Durban, and everywhere in the world, Rati Yatra, and the movement of Lord Chaitanya continued. And all these pastimes are part of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, we are in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are right now in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are there with Lord Chaitanya in his pastimes. And to continue for 10,000 more years, says the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, the
golden age. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the nature of his pastimes? The nature of his pastimes is giving. Is giving. That is the nature of his pastimes. Widely distributing the fruits of love of God. And the more you distribute, the more you have. Therefore, the central theme of all these pastimes is to give. Is what we are ready to give. So that is today. That is Snanyaja, an ocean of mercy coming of the Supreme Lord. An ocean of spreading that mercy. And as we are doing, we are going to Vrindavan. Therefore, Ratiyatra is ecstatic. Ratiyatra is our favorite festival. But still, we cannot penetrate into that same mood that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates had unless we get in that spirit of giving the mercy. So in this way, we are approaching Lord Jagannath. We approach Lord Chaitanya, and we, by taking up service in his mission, by somehow or other spreading his mercy. And this brings us to the robes. This brings us to bathing Lord Jagannath. And this brings us to tears. Because when one sees how destitute people who have really suffered, right, are people who have really suffered are getting the mercy, then that is something. That is amazing. I have seen people in squatter camps, right, just jumping up while hearing the kirtan and so happy, right, and then embracing the devotees. Oh God, people from squatter camp embracing the devotees. Oh no, they did. And the devotees embraced them, and they already knew the melodies. And I saw one of the Matajis, cheek to cheek, singing that one of the kids from the squatter camp. I said, like, now we're changing the world. We're actually doing it. We're not just talking about it, you know. Let's change the world. Let's do something for world peace and, you know, to make a better world. And therefore, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you all to this conference. And here I'm just cutting the ribbon to open it. And I'm so glad that you could all be here. But right there at the railway track, right there in the squatter camp, when the mercy of Lord Chaitanya transformed that hell. You saw men gambling with bottles of beer on the ground, right? And throwing some stones and money. And the kids, and you walk past and you looked at them and thought, keep on chanting. Whatever we do, don't stop chanting. And we chant. And we saw the women dance further, the men are too cool. The kids, they dance. And when we see 400 kids doing the same step, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, all synchronized, then we know that the Sankirtan movement is penetrating in their hearts. When bananas start flying off the Radha cart in all directions, right, then we know that people's lives are transformed. And when in Soweto Ratiyatra, the fruit was finished, the cart was decorated with fruit, and I told everyone, take it off. Take off the decorations and distribute it. And I grabbed a big pineapple. And I went to this garden, and there were these old people over the wall. Old people. And I gave them that pineapple. And they said, is that for us? And these people who live in South Africa, the land of pineapples, never had a pineapple in their life. It was their first pineapple. I mean, I tell you, right? I mean,
isn't that moving? Doesn't that do something even to a heart of stone? When we see how this mercy of Mahaprabhu can transform lives, and they're hearing the holy name. So in this way, this is what it is. It is all part of that movement of flooding the world with mercy. It is, that is why we are celebrating. That is why here in this new Jagannath Puri, we must celebrate the festivals of Lord Jagannath, but always remembering Lord Chaitanya. That is why the paintings are all Lord Chaitanya. They have understood that. That we are worshipping Lord Jagannath. Always through Lord Chaitanya. Dancing, chanting. With that praying Sankirtan. The echo of this kirtan is here in this temple. And today, we have celebrated Snanyajana in that spirit. That it is open to all, and that this temple should be the most famous temple in Phoenix. The temple where there's always something going on. And they give everything for free. Lots of things. Oh, it's good. There's no limit to it. Yes. This, you know, you can eat as much as you like. And you can even take home. You know what I'm saying? And nobody's, and you don't have to hide it, so if you all right, you got there. Nothing. No. You can just walk out with stacks. Yeah? Bags full, plastic bag here, plastic bag there, one on the top of your head as well. No problem. Nobody will stop you. Oh. Would you want a little more? Okay, put it on my nose. How are you carrying it? This abundance, this generosity, this flooding with mercy is the spirit. And that is this Chananyantra. It is not just the bath of the Lord with water. It is where our substance is. It is a glorious occasion. And people come from everywhere to partake. And they must get some of that mercy, some of that prasad. And then, well, in Ratiyatra we take it all on a bigger scale, if you know what I mean, the same thing, but just a little bit more. And then when I see an old man like skinny, like Kavichandra Maharaj, running up and down, you know. He's not a great singer, but in Ratiyatra he grabs Mahaprasad from the chariot, finds the most destitute person on the street. And there you go, pop it in the mouth. This spirit, and I know he got that spirit when he was on the Radha Damodar buses, when he was driving around, being trained as a Sankirtan devotee. Therefore, the greatest thing we can be is a Sankirtan devotee. That is the one thing, that is the one secret, how to be a Sankirtan devotee. And how to make more Sankirtan devotees. How to make everyone a Sankirtan devotee. This is the Sankirtan movement. It is the movement where we always think, how can I give the mercy to someone else? We just think like that. Always. Is there an opportunity to give some mercy to others? And if that's the inspiration we can take from this festival, then, you know, I know one thing for sure. That's Srila Prabhupada, right? That Srila Prabhupada will shower us, right? Then not only Lord Jagannath has been bathed with amazing substances, but we will be bathed with the most amazing substance. With Prabhupada's happiness, his happiness in seeing what we are doing. And what is more desirable than that? That Prabhupada can glance upon us with feelings of happiness. Oh, they are so nice. They are doing such nice things. So let this Snanyajna be such a festival, where we are being showered by mercy for putting it on in such an amazing way. And it was wonderful today, but the amazing thing of our movement is that there is no limit to what we can offer to Guru and Krishna. And therefore there's no limit to what more we can do in Snanyatra to make this festival greater and greater and greater and more known to more people, so that it even becomes more wonderful than it already is. Now, those are some of my thoughts that I'm having on a day like today. Meditating on the amazing mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which can change our hearts from being misers who only think about themselves, who always think, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do now? To those who are always thinking, what can I do to give others the mercy? And then there's no more time to think about oneself. Right? So where's the time? There's so many people out there in need, in dire need. Therefore, let us give in the spirit of Chaitanya, and we will also. And we will actually become residents of Vrindavan and go back there with Lord Krishna and his eternal associates. Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Patakami Bhavatune. O Lord Jagannath, please be visible on the pathway of my eyes. Thank you very much. See you. She punishes up. All the rest is.